Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You're now joining with poets from across the globe. Welcome home, and welcome to 2018, Land of Enchantment. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your host, Michael Amadei. I'm here with two of my favorite people. I'll start here, directly in front of me. It is the man who keeps things working. All of his toes are doing something important, I am told. His brain is so large, many times he wears a hat. Doesn't mean much. I don't understand how that metaphor works, but he's here nonetheless, and we're very thankful to have him. Mr. JT, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Running rampant right now, but I'm good.
I noticed your hands all kind of, you sit in one place, and you give the impression that you have more than two arms, because they're all kind of
moving. Yeah,
they're doing this motion.
Yeah.
But it's really just you stand on top of everything.
Try.
How was this last week? How was New Year's and everything?
New Year's was good. Relaxing.
Relaxing New Year's for
very
you?
Very relaxing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds rife with meaning, but we're not going to go there. No, I don't mean it like that. I just mean I don't know what he means, especially when there was a knowing glance. Okay. Let's go now to the other person who would understand this equation, Christine, who's here in the studio with us. Hello, Christine.
Hello, darling.
So how was New Year's for you? How was this last week?
Oh, well, New Year's Eve was freezing because we were at the Bronco game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
Took about three hours.
I remember
the fall.
But we're looking outside going, those poor bastards.
But hey, we only went in to eat at halftime.
Okay.
Because we bring our own food because... Yeah. They actually allow that, which is awesome. And then warmed up enough. We were smart enough. We also got those hand warmers. And then went back out, watched the rest of the game. My poor Broncos. And then they had a fireworks display. So we got to see fireworks.
Oh, that's cool.
And then it took us 3 hours to thaw.
Oh, yeah. I figured. Actually, I got a text from JT. It was hours after the show. Or after the game, not the
show. It was cold.
And he's like, we're just now warming up. I figure that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. I spent the evening watching Scorsese films.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean,
Scorsese films?
I didn't really anticipate doing that, but it was a lot of fun, actually.
Which ones?
Well, I watched Silence, and then I went back and I watched... So Silence is the one about missionaries in Japan.
Yep.
And then I went back and watched The Aviator.
Okay.
Gangs in New York.
Oh, okay.
You know, great movies. They're all great movies. Silence is a little hard. It feels a little one note, but... Scorsese, so it's still his non-incredible films are still better than almost everybody else's good movies. So that's in my opinion anyway. Maybe it's just the Italian in me.
It's Scorsese.
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 Scorsese. Scorsese.
I could probably say it better with a couple glasses of wine.
We had a huge argument. Not an argument. We had a huge deal about the word...
Symbolically.
Just in text. It's one word I can't pronounce. It's
you just
incredible.
Did.
Well, I mean, I did after hearing you. I'm copying you, but I think I was saying like syllabically or something ridiculous.
All right, anyway. That was me.
No, it was.
See? Oh, okay. No. Here we are again. Hey, we've got people actually listening. This is good radio right
hey,
now.
It's okay.
Yeah, so we're here with the first show of 2018. We're really happy to be here with you. We hope you all had a wonderful New Year's. This is a new year, a new month, which means we have a new poet of the month that we're going to be teasing for this month. We also have a new poetic form, which I will be announcing in just a few moments. And we're going to be doing, sharing poetry from poets around the globe, as well as our much coveted, our most desired segment, the After Dark segment.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's After Dark.
Da, 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 da.
Okay. So anyway, okay. Anyway. So
I can make your hands clap.
No.
I'm sorry.
What are you guys doing? What is this?
It's mutiny against you. No, we're just we're trying to have
don't
fun.
Don't try to stage a mutiny when the captain will just happily jump off the ship. All right, but
sharks?
Here's
no
what we're
problem.
Gonna do. Here's I know sharks. I'm friends with sharks.
That's true. You do.
You think the sharks will be your ally? Okay. anyway, so before we get into everything else, before I do the rules, before we go into the first segment. We have a segment that we don't do very often anymore, and it's something I wish we did a lot more. But this is something that I think really fits the new year. So, to begin, let me do my quick preamble to this. On top of a mountain in the Rocky Mountains, a very, very tall mountain, Christine, I know you know this, there is this small hidden path. And if you follow that hidden path all the way up to the top of the mountain, you will then find a large stone with some instructions. If you read the instructions, it will have you go back down the mountain to another hidden path where you go up another mountain, and on the top of that mountain will be a small hut. When you go into that hut, there will be a laptop with Wi-Fi to connect to the Haiku Master.
Up on the Haiku Master!
There can only be one, or two.
Or four.
All
or
right.
575. Hey, so, Mr. Haiku Master, we're happy to have you finally able to grace us after sitting in meditation for so long. You have three haiku, I hear, for the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to step back and let you... And basically, is it one of the ones where you have a hint at an overall subject, or do we basically know what the subject is?
You'll know what the subject is. Right. It's very obvious.
Okay.
So I'll hit you with the easy one first.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Get in your horse stance.
Ready? Okay. All right. A new year begins. Pow, bang, and booms. Icy cold. Welcome to 18.
Very nice. Felt like I was in an old Adam West Batman episode with
I
that
know. Da 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 da. Sorry.
Christine basically does our music. Our
awesome.
Music here. The show's about 80% more like Looney Tunes. She's doing the music. All right.
So,
okay. Number two.
Number two.
Horse stance.
Haikus and Senrus. Poetry forms of the month. The dual threat is on.
Boom. Ooh. Pow. I'm Batman.
I Wonderful. Think the gauntlet just got dropped instead of the mic because he hates that.
Down the mountain.
And now one, the last one. This is a great alternate form of poems to try out with your friends.
Yes. Wonderful. So, JT, let's clarify. First of all, Mr. Haiku Master, that was incredible. But second, did you just drop our poetic form of the month?
Oh.
I sure did.
All right, so officially the poetic form of January 2018 is?
Haikus or Senrus.
Haiku or Senru. If you go onto the main page, you will see, if you click on poetic form of the month, it will take you to a page that will explain the form in more depth if you need more clarification.
Symbolically. Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Or just in text and links, you know. Anyway, all right, so... Now we're going to wrap this up.
We're already
because
done?
We, no.
Oh.
We're going to wrap up the show. No. It's a ritual, Christine. You start with the music, and the spirits have not been cleansed from the space until you play the theme song of the Haiku Master.
Oh, he's a Haiku Master.
Hand me my pen. All right, so that's done. All right.
Okay.
So there we go. Poetic form of the month.
Bye, spirit.
Haiku master. Yeah, there you go. See, they're out of here. I think one of them flipped me off on the way out. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get ready to go into our first segment. We're going to have five people call in to be unique callers. But before we do that, I'm going to do our two ground rules. Number one, no hate speech. We don't do that on the show. Number two, we try to skew PG-13 because we have families that try to listen in sometimes. However, we're not here to censor art. So if it goes a little off, we're fine as long as it's artistic and has merit. If it starts getting a little just gratuitous or over the top, we might recommend you save it for the After Dark segment. Which is tonight, after the show. So it's pretty easy. All right, we need five unique callers. 720-240-9766.
720-240-9766.
So you're going to say that again? 720-240-9766. Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Give us a call.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Boom, and we're back like a bat out of the bag. You ever heard of that metaphor?
Bat out of the bag?
It's like letting the cat out of the bag, only this time it's a bat.
That'd be probably pretty horrible for the bat.
And pretty horrible for the person who thinks a cat's coming.
That's true.
You're like, oh, look, a kitten. Ah, it's a bat! You know, it's a flying rodent with rabies.
Potentially. Not always.
Not always.
That just creates Cujo. That's all.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Cujo. Now, let me ask you this. Who would win? Jaws or Cujo?
Ooh.
Church.
The cat. Yeah, totally.
No. The options are Cujo or Jaws. Now, in the water, I would expect Jaws to take it.
Absolutely. But on land.
On land, Cujo could.
Cujo's got it.
But if we even it, so it's a flying Jaws and a flying Cujo, who wins that one?
Cujo. Man, I don't know. I think Jaws would get it.
But he can't bend very well. He can do the fishy bend.
Yeah, but they could turn.
And yeah, but his head doesn't swivel. We're going to have to talk about this. We're gonna ask this. Maybe not Titus, because I think like Titus, I don't wanna have him like have to lower his dignity to answer this question. But let's go right now to the UK to one of our favorite leading callers, someone whose work I always look forward to. Let's go to Titus. Hello, Titus. How are you?
Yes. Good morning. Good evening, should I say?
Well, and good morning to you as well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yeah, we were ill in the last part of the year, so of course. Wednesday was about the last day I felt rough, but we seem to be ill together, and then we kind of like get better together.
At least it's together.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I mean, so you're feeling better now, though?
Oh, much better. Yes, good. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
brilliant. Good. I better get straight into it, shouldn't I?
Sure. Well, fair enough. I'll give you the stage. We'll talk after.
Well, just introduce it that this is 8 years ago. I've not been writing for a little while. This is a sonnet, a wreath sonnet. And this was the prompt for the contest. And it's mainly about the way people are. They're oblivious to each other. So it's called Partial Eclipse, a wreath sonnet. It stood there, moon detected in the sky, a sky not interrupted by a cloud. What cloud could even think it could deny, as would deny momentum if allowed. Allowed are we together on approach, a menacing approach it was to be. Beware, so many people still encroach, people taller, wider, openly. How openly aware are we in groups? In groups a rampant part of selfishness partakes by shifting heads and lowly stoops. To stoop so low would miss it nonetheless. How nonetheless has asked morality to mask its light with partiality. And that's it. Simple.
Simple but elegant. I really enjoyed that one, Titus. Thank you.
It was 8 years ago, and I think I've been looking into that one quite deeply, and I think a lot of listeners will have to do the same, I'm afraid.
That's all right. I mean, depth is one of the things that I appreciate about a lot of poetry. And yours has never been lacking in that. JT, what did you think?
I enjoyed it. I really did.
It still has the classic Titus feel. Christine, yes. What were your thoughts on it? I know I was kind of actively listening, but...
You were distracting me.
Oh.
By actively listening. All right. Well,
I feel, to put it in a nutshell, especially like... I don't do this now because I'm in the other side of London, but going over London Bridge, it's quite... dismal to just see people just on their way to work not taking any notice of anybody.
Absolutely. Isn't that painful? There's a video I saw once. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was Joshua Bell, who was getting ready to play at Carnegie Hall, and he went down into a subway and was just playing an average busker. He kind of dressed up so he wasn't recognizable and was playing, and everybody was just passing by as well. It's the
terrible.
Same thing. Yeah.
It's terrible, honestly. But
people are just asleep.
Thankfully, I'm on the sleepy side of the west side of London, the east west end. So,
all right.
It's a bit more touristy that way. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Hey, Titus, thank you so much, and we hope to hear from you in the return engagement if you can stay awake.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye. And that was Titus Kahn from UK, the UK. I think the V is kind of necessary there, don't you think?
It is. So instead of UK, it's TUK.
It's not.
So it's TUK.
It's not United Kingdom. It's the United Kingdom.
So then it should be TUK.
It's like Michael Amadei, the Michael
Amadei. Oh, see, now he put GB. Now he put Grumpy Bear.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, Great Britain. Okay, we can go with that. Let's go now to Al. No, let's go. Let's head
Wait,
now.
Al? Crap. Oh.
No, Stan, if you are listening now, if you're able to hear us, give us a shout. We have you listed as number two. So all the way from the fantastic state of Alabama comes our friend and my preferred voice for the end of the world, Mr. Stan. We are waiting for a call from him, though. So let's give him a couple seconds, then we'll move on to the next if we need to, and we'll reverse the space here. So, JT.
Yes.
I know you're getting ready to head to school. I started with this kind of journal idea of things for 2018, and I think I've done well on like 80%, but the other 20%. Is really hard to click in, you know, because I set these specific schedules, and I realize I over-plan all the time. Maybe Stan can help us with this, so let's go to him right now. Hey, Stan, how are you? Hello, Stan, you there? Oh, hey, Stan.
I'm fine now that I can talk to you guys.
We can hear you loud and clear now.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Can you hear us?
Funny thing is, you guys are breaking up.
Yeah, isn't that weird? I'm not sure exactly. There's nothing we can really do about it. We're using Skype, our internet connection here, so it shouldn't really be changing. How about this? If you can hear us, you're coming through just fine. So
well,
just
I'm having to use a different phone.
Okay, well, just go ahead and give it a shot, and then we'll try to talk after. If we can't, we can hear you just fine. So, if you want to try, go ahead.
All right, let's go ahead and find a little something here.
All right.
You went and flipped. The poet of the month, poem of the month. I'm going to go ahead and I was going to do one that was basically a cover on a blues song. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that then, and then I'll just put a little haiku right at the end of it.
Sounds great.
This is called Sad Eyes. Sad Eyes. Don't you be sad no more. Beautiful sad eyes. What are you crying for? Just because love's gone. Just because love's gone. Don't you be gloomy. Step out into the light. Baby, listen to me. You're gonna be all right. You don't need to sing no. You don't need to sing no sad, sad song. Well, I'm gonna write some new lines. A few lines you can maybe get yourself off on. So that when you're down, they'll be there to be turned around upon. So sad eyes, you've only to live to smile. Beautiful sad eyes, you know that I love you, child. I live for the time when them sad eyes shine. And that's it. The haiku, if you feel no love, nothing of any value exists for your soul. And that'll be it.
Very, very nice. Stan, thank you. Really enjoyed both of those. Appreciate it, Stan. Sorry, we're having a weird time connecting.
Best I can do with this piece of crap I'm using.
We really, really appreciate that. Thanks so much. All right, we're just going to sign off because of that connection. Right. We'll get back on. Looking forward to talking to you.
Turn you loose to the next poet.
All right, sounds good. All right, everybody, that's been Stan Collin from Alabama. We hope to hear from him during the return engagement as well. All right, so that's a good leadoff. Titus and Stan, I think that's going to be awesome. Now let's go to somebody who's going to elevate both the humor and he's going to bring a new thing to the poetic side. I think every poet who's called in so far has their own style.
Yep.
Philip definitely has his own. I think this is really cool how we're adding these together. So let's bring in Philip from Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
How now, brown cow?
That is fantastic right there. Real, authentic, classic poetry, ladies and gentlemen.
That was my piece. I'm done.
Boom! Wow. Yes. Mic drop.
I nailed it.
And that was Philip, everyone.
I was wondering what the cow would say back.
Brown,
if I was
chicken,
really bold,
cow.
I would go ahead and hang up, and then you guys would be like, "Oh my god, that was really the piece."
I would have laughed. I thought it was hilarious. But we actually really do enjoy having you share your stuff. How was everything? How was New Year's Eve and all of that?
Oh, it was mellow yellow, my friend. It was really great. And I wonder if, what do they call it when, not serendipity, but there's another word. I can't think of it. But while you were perhaps enjoying Scorsese, I had this, battle with what's-his-face, the guy who did, I can't even think of the director's name. But anyhow, I found that I was watching Days of Heaven, Terrence Malick. I had this thing about.
Yeah, Malick.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know. I keep going back and forth, like his older work, like his later work versus his earlier work. And man, Days of Heaven just really got me. I mean, it's right up there with Badlands. So I have found new respect for him. But
no, you know what? I was telling JT a story this last week that here in Littleton, Colorado, I once met Terrence Malick and his wife, and their daughter, at least at the time, lived here. And I had just seen The Thin Red Line. I had never seen a Terrence Malick film before. Mm-hmm. And I had just seen A Thin Red Line, and I was like, what in the world is this? As a poet, or as someone who thinks that way, I mean, it suddenly strikes you, and you go, this is unlike any other thing I've seen. And meeting him was just such an interesting moment. He was very, very nice and everything. But since then, I've really, I dive into his work quite often. I can't say I always love it or I always appreciate it, but I will come back and appreciate the things I didn't, and then I'll end up having problems with the things I did love later. It's really, it changes all the time.
Yeah, it does, absolutely. And I really think that's the ongoing debate one has with themselves with questions of aesthetics.
Absolutely.
You know, you struggle, you fight, and you kind of go back and forth. And just on a short note there, I would kind of maybe summarize Terrence Malick as a warmer Kubrick in some way. He has more emotions in his better work, whereas Kubrick, I just find him so precision and surgical and logical with his examination of these big questions. And I adore them both. It's kind of like comparing Fellini and Antonioni or something.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I'm blathering now, and I will get to my piece. but see, you got me off guard with your show you're doing, sir. Kudos.
Oh, thank
my
you
friend.
Very much. Thank you.
Plaudits. Yeah, you really you get me going. It's really nice listening to you, and you know, you give me food for thought, and it's really a source of inspiration. So I keep looking forward to your show, and I will have to ask you later how you maintain your stamina. Take that however you wish.
All right. Well, maybe during private messages, Philip.
All right. All right. Here we go. This is a relatively new one. The title, and it also has a little, what do you call it, a transcription or something to go with the piece. So bear with me. Here we go. Broken lines left in the margins of my copy of Harold Bloom's The Anxiety of Influence. And here's the quote. The new light above my table is a great improvement. With all this darkness around me, I feel less alone. In a way, I love to get up and move about in it, then back here to me. From Crap's Last Tape by Samuel Beckett. And here we go. I prefer books that cull names, new ones fascinatingly unfamiliar, gathered haphazard from eras of Eros and everywhere else on maps, historic or imagined. Their phrases intimated by whispers across snowy blank fields planted for studious ink harvests, revised unto eloquence, or sometimes painfully caveat vitriolic, occasionally heartfelt crude, but with pleasing piquant afternotes, ashes fallen into afternoon aperitifs. Curious turns of graceful phrases repeated in shy-voiced covetousness, a continuous monologue longingly onward through mumbled elapses and endearing mispronunciations until my pate turns spiderweb gray or polished bald, a caricature paperweight, eventually geriatric, draped in charcoal cardigans or autumnal earth tones, but astride a patiently aching gait, still ambling without destination. Elderly demeanor, naive as a freshman entry on the Aeolian harp spring semester. Fatigued by idle dyspeptic cycles, circuitously around darkened room, echoing Senior Crap's lonely spools, noting how my own meager steps have become one, two, three, as was said once to the oracles, merely fond Eurydice remembrances, mild-mannered bits of mumbled refrain, pausing briefly mid-soliloquy among a soul-slanted shadow to listen as the winsome floorboards beckon my shuffling little meters when ponderously reconsidering everything I ever wrote. And there it is for the new year, my friends.
Very, very nice. I love the phrase, and I repeated it out loud, the Aeolian spring semester. I thought,
Who doesn't remember that, you know, sometime in their life when you're taking college or even high school literature, the Aeolian harp. Anyhow, thank you so much. You guys are wonderful, and I look forward to the return engagement, et
thank
cetera,
you, Philip.
Et cetera.
Thank you, Philip. We're All looking right. forward to it. Appreciate it.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, land of the enamel-footed bathtub. That's where they invented it. Did you know that? It's true.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. Hey, Diane, call now. Go ahead. Sorry, I was just trying to jump it because
that's good to do. Yeah. Well, see, that's one of the things I try to do sometimes is I try to come up with facts about the state where people are from. But, you know, sometimes I find alternative facts about what the states are.
I actually like your alternative facts.
And so I've been really considering publishing Mike Alavade's Alternative Atlas of the United States.
Those two books, that the one we talked about on Wednesday and this one.
You think so?
Yes, totally.
Really?
Totally.
All right. Let's go to Diane in Florida. Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm good, and I'm sorry that I have to hang up and call back. I don't know what happened.
It's no problem.
Ever since I updated my Windows, I've got this weird thing with
You should call that Windows company and get them to come back in and fix what they did. Diane, how was your New Year's?
Oh, it was lovely.
Wonderful. I'm
it's
happy
to hear
that.
It's been a lovely, lovely holiday.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm happy
how
to hear that.
How was your New Year's?
You know, it was fantasgrate. It was really good. You know, I've been taking I've had the week off. I start back brand new Shakespearean production starts Monday.
Oh,
back
cool.
in school, you know, so it's I'm gearing myself up for it, you know.
Yeah. No, you know what? Yep. I have other people in the family and friends that are teachers, and I know how hard you guys work, and I know that having that time off is a necessity.
Yeah, well, yes, it's a necessity.
How is the weather in Colorado right now? Are you all being hit as badly as the Northeast?
No, we're not.
Actually, Diane, I think we're warmer than you.
We're 52 degrees.
Yeah.
We're 55.
Oh, darn it. So
it's exactly this kind of one-upsmanship that's causing the issue between North Korea and Washington.
Wait, what? No. That's between Diane and I.
I'm not going to ask what size button you've got.
Whatever size you have, this one's larger and it works faster.
Yeah. No,
anyway, Diane.
I am not getting in the middle of that argument.
You've got a problem. I'm just kidding.
That's what Hawaii says.
Yeah. Right. If you've got a button, Michael, you got a problem.
Yep.
I got buttons for everything. All right.
Sorry, guys. Apology.
It's okay, Diane.
Diane, you don't need to apologize for stuff we bring ourselves.
It's been a rollicking week.
Hey, yep. I get it. Well, how about this? I'm going to give you the stage, and then we'll talk after, okay?
Okay. Just to let you know, I have not been writing. I am writing again. We have a new issue coming up in the garden, and I'm writing for that. But I am sharing some other people's poetry. And I actually have a short one from Bob.
Oh, perfect.
I know. It's only 2 pages. I'm just kidding. No, it is. It's actually for Bob. It's very short.
27% font or 27-point font. Okay.
For those of you who know him, Bob Williams, who is also a teacher like Michael, and I think has thoroughly enjoyed his time off too. This is one that he wrote a couple of years ago, and it is thoroughly beautiful. It's called Holding the Moon at 2 in the Morning. Okay. A memory I can't make, background noise. You swell into music. You pound out dark sonatas in lost minor keys. This is my memory of you in D minor. The memory of you, a lost minor chord, your back to me, at the foot of the bed, the moon in the window above you. What you held me wrapped. There was the moon in the glass in your hands you held up to the sky. What filled you by the window those summer nights during owls? Was it the moon, wounded and aloft, harboring reckless light? I'm not calling your memory a candle that starved itself into shadows. I'm not saying the glass with the moon, the pill that you couldn't swallow, would have brought the satellites home. I'm not saying come back. I'm not saying we drink in the light we hold in our vessels until everything breaks into darkness, or that we become the pills that we swallow, the bitterest, most medicinal ones, their harsh aftertaste, then after that, memories that can't speak, the light into shining. I'm not saying the moon can shine itself back into wholeness toward a clearer complexion or an angel's countenance, its face held aloft making light. I'm asking whatever available light, what little these eyes can filter, what the aging retina struggles to image and capture, to beam whatever part of those stars or whatever wavelengths you are back in to the colors I love. The end.
Wonderful, wonderful pieces.
I know. He actually wrote that for his mama.
Oh, really?
I thought that, yeah.
Well, how cool is
that? One of those ones that you can kind of read it both ways. But, yeah, I thought that was especially special.
It is, absolutely. Diane, thank you for calling and for everything you do for us.
Oh, I will. And by the way, tomorrow's my birthday.
What?
Well, then.
All right, ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Diane.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
That was a flat five
okay,
you just sang there?
I'm going to expect a repeat at midnight. I'm just kidding. By the way,
we will call you
because
and do that
everybody
at midnight.
Doesn't seem to know this, but tomorrow is actually the 12th day of Christmas.
You know, that's an interesting point
people,
you bring up
people
here.
People should know that these days, but they don't. There should be 12 days of Christmas sale starting the day of Christmas.
You know?
Because it's my birthday. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm just being very
now I see the logic.
I know.
And here I thought everyone was broke come Christmas time anyway.
I know. That way it would make buying me presents so much easier.
You know, my mother's birthday is on the 4th of July, and she told me that for many years she thought that the firecrackers were all for her birthday. And it really disappointed her when she got older and realized it was first 4th of July.
I used to feel kind of bereft as a kid coming in a large family. I often got my birthday gifts like in a brown paper bag.
Oh, really?
Mom was too tired. Well, you know, I mean, seven kids. And back then they used to do it all at one night. I mean, they used to put up the tree while you were sleeping. They would put up the tree, hang the stockings, get the presents, arrange everything. And it was all just magic Christmas morning. It wasn't this, you know, these
build
days
up.
We do it the day after Thanksgiving type of thing. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, back then they actually did it all that night. Anyway,
can you imagine the logistics of sneaking a gigantic tree into a place and setting it up with no one knowing?
It's called Benadryl.
Well, back then it would have just been
here's your sherry.
Benadryl is what puts you to sleep.
All right, I'm going to get the kids drunk. You get the tree ready. All right. And
Diane.
That's a quote I hope never gets out onto the internet. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay.
Diane,
thank you.
Too late. I just passed it there. Okay. I'm sorry. God bless you guys.
God bless you too, Diane.
Next and the most best. Wonderful and happy new year.
Thank you, Diane. Same to you. Thank you. And that was Diane Collin from Florida, just beating our temperature by 2 degrees.
Dang it.
But because she's close to the ocean. I bet you the humidity.
Oh yeah, that felt horrible.
Oh.
One.
See what I'm saying?
Cold, goes to the bone.
Cold, humid.
Goes to the bone. Speaking of which, just reminding everybody, we have an After Dark segment coming after World Poetry Open Mic proper. Now let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hey Jim, you there?
Yes, I am here.
All right.
And so long, and thanks for the fish.
Oh, hey.
Hoyo! Hey, how was New Year's?
Cold.
Yeah.
Really cold. We were going to go into Hershey for them to race to kiss, but too cold, so we stayed home.
That makes sense.
And then sparkling grape juice.
Yeah.
Yep. It's good stuff.
So how was the pork?
Delicious. Really, really tender. I had the thing going for about 11 hours.
See, and that makes all the difference. Now, I did send him a video on New Year's Eve morning.
Yes, and I rubbed my pork.
I just was happy to be able to remind someone to rub the pork.
It's after dark.
No, I wasn't even going there with it. I was literally just thinking. I was thinking I could start a whole business with culinary reminders. And you just like just
flip the fish.
Be like, JT, flip the fish. Yeah, I think it could work.
That'd be funny as hell.
Anyway, all right, Jim, sorry about that. Anyway, I'm going to give you the stage. We'll talk about the poetry afterwards, okay?
Okay. This is the last poem that I wrote last year, and you guys have probably seen it on Facebook, but I'll read it here. A poem for the end. Here's a poem for the end in the new year that soon begins. Waiting in the waning hours before the old man becomes a child, we celebrate and remember. Love and laughter, sorrow and tears, new friends found, old ones lost. Another journey once round the sun fades, slipping into the past. We face the future, abundant with what is not new under the sun, success and failure, joy and sadness, and as we strive for a better life, let us dare to be content. End the poem.
I think that's a really, really solid piece, and it's something that I think is a message that is great to take to heart as well. What did you guys think?
I really enjoyed that, Jim. Great piece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's worth its weight in pork, you know, as they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jim, appreciate it, man.
Applesauce.
Hey, you know what? You're right. That's totally right. All right, so Jim, are you going to be able to call in during the the After Dark, but also the Return Engagement segment?
Yes.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it then.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you soon. That was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. They don't just make pencils there. They also do other things.
Yes.
And apparently the Hershey Kiss was too cold.
No, it was too cold to go to Hershey.
Yeah.
You don't know if the Hershey Kiss didn't rise.
The Hershey Kiss is like the Great Pumpkin. It's always there, whether someone's watching or not.
And it rises to the occasion when it needs to.
Right. Kind of like me.
Awesome. Okay.
In the morning when you got to get up... Okay.
Yeah, you rise out of bed.
Hey, exactly. Poet of the Month.
Poet of the Month. Dum, dum, dum. It is time for us to give three new clues for the Poet of the Month, January 2018. All right. So, here we go. We have three clues. I will be kind of giving vague clues to give you an idea of who it might be. If you think you know, send us a private message. Don't put it in the chat room. Don't put it anywhere public. We want to be able to kind of maintain the mystique, which I'm thinking about changing to be my middle name. Michael Maintaining the Mystique Amadei.
No.
No?
No.
I figure that middle name doesn't actually carry any mystique with it. That's the funny part. All right, here we go. Clue number one.
Da-da-da.
Crossed the sea in search of virgin soil. Number two.
B.
Many Spaniards and Italians lost their heads. And number three, Christine, would you like to read it?
Oh, you want me to read it? Secrets buried in a lost colony.
There you go. Those are your three clues for the World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month, January 2018.
Woohoo! I don't even get that fanfare.
You know, it just comes...
That's it?
Yeah. It comes and goes. There will be times I'll go through life and I'll do something pretty awesome, no fanfare. And then there will be other times where I just like look in the mirror and I pose and it's just like. I wish I could control it. It's like I'm an X-Men, but without any cool powers. This is my only power.
Your only power is to create your own fanfare once in a while.
Yeah.
You sure there's not any minstrels following you there, brave Sir Robin?
I think there very well might be. They might be invisible minstrels. All right. That'd be a great band name, by the way. Let's go to our next segment. We need five more unique callers. 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Let's do this. Hey, Christine.
Yes, Michael.
Have you ever seen Sweeney Todd?
No, most people who go see him never come back.
I know. I guess I'm just hungry. You know, do you ever listen back to the things that we record, Christine, and realize that JT is totally recording our private conversations?
He does it all the time.
I know. How do you do that, man? You just... He carries around a recorder that I don't see. It's like he's always wearing a wire, and he takes the best parts of our conversations and cuts them into drops for the show.
For those of you that can't understand what is just happening, JT is mimicking the man with a tape recorder shoved up his nose.
Yes, thank you.
From Monty Python.
Thank you very much for that, because otherwise it just sounded like...
It sounded ridiculous.
He was singing... Which national anthem? Okay. Now we're going to... All right. Now we're going to... We have five great callers lined up. We're just going to go right into it. Let's go to four. I meant four. I usually say five. We have four.
Wow.
That's Who why else I'm here, buddy.
All right. Go ahead.
And it's ladies.
Say what you're going to do.
No, they're ladies.
Okay.
Which one?
So now I'm quiet. Everybody else is quiet. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't know what was going on. Anyway.
Let's go to Barbara in Connecticut. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Michael?
Doing very well. Thank you. How was your New Year's?
Well, we had a quiet New Year's in our house, but I made a few things, and then we had champagne, we danced, but actually I danced before the champagne, so...
What happened after the champagne?
There was a fight, not between me, no. No. No.
Fair enough.
No, I didn't fight. It was my daughter's fighting, but...
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I asked.
Too boring to talk about.
Fair enough. So I was looking in the chat room. It said that you wrote something just today.
I did. I did write something today. And I'll share it with you. It's called The Year Unfolds. The year is unfolding, moments still pleated together, as tight as one of the ornate fans I love to collect, unfolding each slowly to savor the beauty within each fold. So the year begins, still a small child, only 5 days old, yet already has its own personality, a fight here, a precious moment there, reminding me of the beauty of life. Sharing my thoughts with friends and bonding in the experience of our acceptance of each other, though our words for the work we have shared are not always positive, but we have learned and shared, and isn't that what life is about? And even in the bloom of this youthful year, I have felt the pain of your loss again, as it reminds me that one more year has passed and you are not here. And the activities I do cannot end the sorrow of never sharing them with you. Hope is still alive in these early days, as anticipation for moments still to come create motivation to succeed and wonder at what these might be as I remember the scintillating, sparkling, delightful ones of last year, now pressed in an invisible scrapbook where memories go to be preserved. And I feel somehow you will browse through these, awaiting the arrival of next year's never-to-be-forgotten experiences. And in that thought, I feel a connection, as if the cosmos were conveying our love on a transparent spiritual network. And maybe what you see creates the smile I miss most. End poem.
I really enjoyed that. Great. Great job, Barbara.
Thank you. You know, this is what happens. I gather all these thoughts in my head, and then something happens, and they just spill out. Actually, I got the fan idea from, a friend of mine is going to come over. She's what do they call that? The person who evaluates art, she's...
An art appraiser?
Appraiser, yeah. She's an appraiser, and she's coming over to do this for me, and she's going to look at all my artwork. And she said, go ahead, Barbara, and just write a list of everything that you have so that you can send it to me in email before I come over. So I went through everything that I have in my room. This is in one section of my room. And I had 18 pieces of art just laying against the wall.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And so one of them was a framed, beautiful fan that I got at auction, I think. And the fan reminded me that life is like that, you know. It's like a year is like that. It gets unfolded like a fan. So there you go.
I think it's cool.
A little bit of my thought process.
All right. Hey, Barbara, are you going to be able to call back in during the return engagement?
I will. Actually,
perfect.
I will. I have actually sent three of my poems to an actual erotic anthology. So,
all right.
And I will read one of my other poems, you know, in the return. So I'm going to get off the phone because I'm number one and let the other three people come over.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Bye. And that was Barbara calling from the wonderful land of Connecticut.
What is a Kennedy and why does it need to be cut?
I don't know. It's a state of something.
Okay.
And what's it famous for?
What was it famous for? I can't even remember. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I don't
remember. It's been months since I've done it.
Wrapping paper.
I was feeling a little self-conscious about my.
Because I keep making fun of the land of enchantment.
You just like to make fun of magical things. I don't know what's wrong with you. Anyway, just being straight up muggle-ish over here.
Fine.
You're a muggler. Okay, let's go to...
So weird.
Speaking of Massachusetts, and I'm not going to make a joke about this being Nantucket, let's go to Lucretia.
Did you see me hit the button?
I did.
I swear I hit that
right.
Let's
try that again.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's twice now. Okay, resume call.
Fascinating. All right, Lucretia, could you do us a favor? We're having more issues. Could you hang up and try to give us a call?
There she is.
Oh, there she is. Oh, there you are. Never mind. Hello, Lucretia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks. We're having some tech issues here for some reason, but now we've got you on the line and all is good.
Yay.
How was New Year's?
It was good. It was cold. Oh, my gosh. It's freezing here.
That's what I was hearing.
No, freezing would be warm.
Good point.
Great point, actually. So I'm sorry to hear about this. This sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, and we really, on the island, we got, like, no snow. But we've, like, right now it's 13. The wind chill is -9.
Ugh.
We're having sustained winds of about 25 miles per hour and wind gusts of like 50.
Wow.
We've had no boats for the last 2 days, no fast boats since the new year. Since January 1st, we haven't had any fast ferries, which are the ones that only take an hour. So the only ones that were going were the car ferries, which take 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
But the last 2 days, we haven't even had those, though. So it's horrid. It's horrid.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So let me ask this question. And this is, you know, how long do you guys think that all of you will hold out before resorting to cannibalism?
I'm probably going to be one of the first to go, I'm a vegetarian, so I am screwed.
Either that or you'll be one of the first to turn. You'll be like, you know what?
Well, and we know, Michael, you're
a
humanitarian.
I'll be like, no, I'm a vegetarian. And then all of a sudden, somebody like, I'll be in like the closet, you know, chewing on somebody's leg or something.
I think it really happens. I mean, as Christine pointed out, vegetarians are very close to going humanitarian if you're, you know, once the moment food becomes scarce.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, and you know, Nantucket is very dog friendly. Like, dogs are allowed everywhere. So I have a feeling that we will be able to sustain ourselves on the animal population for quite some
time. You know, the thing that's interesting about that is a horror show that no one will ever want to talk about after the fact. If you were ever in the horrible situation where that had to happen, I think people would airdrop food first.
Hope so.
Maybe.
I'd get a big, big catapult from the mainland and launch it at Nantucket. Just launching large packages of food.
I'm sorry. I have a weird visual.
You know what's really sort of sad? We've had down by the harbor, we've had 3 sewer main breaks.
Ooh.
Yesterday. Yeah. So they're actually, it made the national news. They're putting like 1 million gallons of sewage, raw sewage, into Nantucket Harbor right now. So we are the tourist capital of the world. You know, come see us.
So you guys aren't just in deep. You're surrounded
really
by frozen deep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But because there are no boats coming over, the National Guard are airlifting people to work on the sewer mains.
Wow.
I know.
Well,
sucks to be me right now.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah,
best of luck. Really, I mean, that's...
Best of luck. We may never hear from you again, but hey.
No.
Here's the thing. This is what I would ask you to do. Before you're drowning in raw sewage, please try to call in to the show or send us a poem about your thoughts.
And okay, I will do so.
We'll memorialize it.
I will do so. you know what I'll do? I'll actually write it out and I'll put it in a note in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be sure to find it then.
I'm sure, yes. It'll work, I'm sure.
This washed up on the shore after floating in raw sewage for days.
Yeah. You're like, I really want to open that.
It's like someone washed this off first. Okay. Anyway, we got super dark. This is all my fault, Lucretia. Thank you for calling. I know it doesn't sound like great conditions there, but I'm gonna give you the stage now, okay?
Okay. Second winter. My second Nantucket winter, the harbor froze. Solid. Thick enough for ice yachting and canceled ferries. A southern girl, the blood in my veins soon resembled a cherry 7-Eleven slushy. Basil Hayden tot toddies barely warming me. Having been told of the mild Nantucket winters, I questioned my friends, who exclaimed, "This hasn't happened in 20 years." I believed them. The next winter, icy gray clouds smothered the island, kicked off their shoes, moved into the guest room, rearranged the furniture. I watched as the harbor once again stood in place, a blinding, white, still life. Questioning my friends, they once again exclaimed, "This hasn't happened in 20 years." I no longer believed them and invited the falling snowflakes in for tea. End poem.
I really enjoyed that.
Oh,
really
thank
did.
You. But that actually did. My first winter here was mild and wonderful, and my second winter here was horrid. The harbor froze, sort of like it's doing now.
Yeah.
The third winter, the exact same way, and we had like a foot of snow. Everybody's like, "Oh no, this never happens." I was like, "You all are all insane, because it just happened." But I was very upset. It took me a few years to get over it.
I can imagine. But it sounds horrible. And I know, you know, being here in Colorado, occasionally we get just absolutely decked with something, but it's not as cold because we don't have the humidity. That
right.
You do, but it you know, we definitely get nailed with snow as well. So we're definitely thinking about you guys out there, and hope if there is anything, honestly, all jokes aside, if there is anything we can do with our network here, let us know. Okay.
Oh well, thank you. We're just, you know, we hunker down. You know, it's all good as long as the boats can run someday soon. We eventually will run out of food, but hey.
You got dogs and you got each other.
I have a dog and a cat, so I'm good for a while.
So I have to tell you, Lucretia, and this is a behind the scenes thing here. Once in our first year of broadcasting, we started at a radio station. We only had an hour long show, and we asked the owners once, "Can we pretend that we've barricaded ourselves in the studio and we're going to broadcast longer than an hour. And he goes, yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it. So we spent the few weeks before building up the idea that there is this intern named Andy, right? And this is all for this joke. So when we had barricaded ourselves in the studio, the whole joke was within about 15 minutes of us being barricaded inside, I became concerned there was no food and resorted to cannibalism.
Instantly.
And within 15 minutes. And the end joke of the whole episode was someone mentioning that Andy, who was the intern, had been going to clown school. And I'm like, that's weird because this doesn't taste funny to me. And that was the last line of the whole show. Yeah, it's terrible. So we go oddly to cannibal jokes here. I don't know why. So I apologize for that. JT apologizes for me.
You might want to see someone about that because that obviously there's obviously some issue there that you need to work through.
I'll explain the story after we get up, but you'll want to listen. I'll explain how I was first introduced to the world of cannibalism.
Oh no. Okay. Remember, I am a vegetarian.
It's
not because I have issues with animal rights or so. It's because of my imagination. I can see, like chicken legs. I'm like, oh, my God. I can see where that was, like, attached to the chicken, and that chicken was walking around on that freaking leg.
Okay.
And now I'm gnawing on it. Seeing.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get it. Absolutely.
That's gross.
Okay.
Lucretia, stay warm,
anyway, okay? We've got more people.
We do.
Time for poetry.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Lucretia calling from Nantucket. I'm
a little worried that I'm sitting next to you
and you've been
talking about this stuff.
Here's the deal. I have absolutely no draw to it at all. I think it just seems like such an odd idea to me that I can't, you know what I mean? It becomes a joke thing. But here is where I actually first even knew what this was about. And I'll do it really fast because I know we have callers.
Okay.
I went on a camping trip with my family when I was young. And we're outside of Lake City, Colorado. Camp, you know, and I'm kind of running around in the very, you know, close perimeter. I knew not to wander off too far. And I'm playing, and I suddenly hear this sound through a bush. But it sounded like something was moving. And, of course, I instantly think, well, one, what is it? But two, is it like a bear or is it, you know, something bigger? And I look and I see this. It looks like this bright light is shining through the bush. And I'm like, well, that's not a bear. So I start pushing through. And when I come out the other side, it's a television crew.
Okay.
And they're filming a guy from the show The Current Affair. And he's standing right in the place where they found Alfred Packer's victims. We were camping like 20 yards from there. And I went back, Mom, Dad, there's a crew over here. Who is Alfred Packard? So that's how I found out about what cannibalism was.
I think it would have just been funnier if you had not have said that there was a crew and you just walked up to him with just a blank look and went, Mommy,
who's Alfred
Daddy?
Packard?
Who's Alfred Packard?
Then I went back and bugged the crew. I was like, how does the camera work? That's
how
I did stuff.
Yeah, that's you.
That is me. All right. Anyway, let's keep moving. That's enough cannibal talk. Let's go to Mary now in Arizona. Mary, we're not going to talk about cannibals.
No, you didn't really put me on after all this stuff.
Sorry.
We were hoping you were going to save us, actually, Mary. That's really...
No. Halloween is over and the goose is getting fat and what else? Holy moly.
Basically, it's just Hail Mary.
I see.
This is a Hail Mary pass. How was your New Year, Mary?
You guys, I'm in a new home. I was in a little piece of... I can't swear now.
It's okay.
Maybe after dark. And now I'm in a home.
Okay.
And I sit in my bedroom like a big fat Buddha with my little fat dog and with my little music right next to me. And I got three bedrooms and I'm looking out at a mountain. And God bless America.
Yay!
I'm actually really happy for you.
Yes, absolutely.
We are actually.
I know, everybody happy.
It's
let's
great.
Get the mistletoe. Everybody, come on. Never mind. It's over.
All right, what do you have for us?
All right, I'm going to read something of mine, whatever it wants to be called. I'm going to title it, for lack of any title at all, I'm giving this one to Philip Matthew Roberts, who was there when His words were there for me in darkness that was uncomprehendable at the time. I struggled for the very light of day for such a long time until just fairly recently. I've always tried to end on the positive side of scales, even when I was immersed in all that negativity and scar tissue. I looked for words and notes to please me in the interims. I didn't know how or if I would emerge. After all, I wasn't certain how I had arrived there in the first place, those spaces of glasses and mirrors. But I went so many places in this world and in this little country of mine and in my cities and in my neighborhoods and in the strangers' hearts, I saw them suffering. I'm not sure what's enabled me to feel all that. Maybe an extra fold in a lobe somewhere. Temporal, cerebral, ethereal. I can't let it matter anymore. After all the sufferings inside, the sufferings and blinded by crimson lights of hue, perhaps I should have seen, but the colors were hidden until I could focus them clearly and know they really didn't matter as I thought they did. Agape, agape, love before me, warm. Just for the asking. See, I found a way to be richer from within through time, my endurance, my own little way of patience as I muddle through till I get to clear streams again, forging in greenery, jasmine smells. I can't say I won't go back there to times of uncertainty and Alice in Wonderland's cake-like nourishments to help me survive. If at all. But now up this little hill, this little snail seashell aiming spirally upward, I warble on in day and night and try to find my voice anew, happy with gratitude for this rounding place, healing, solitude tucked inside the mountains in Arizona, the glorious sunshine, or even the puddles and darkest light. And clearer. End poem.
It's a heartfelt opening again. I mean, I think that's something that you're really going deeply with. Now, Marion, we really appreciate your work.
I don't know how to word it. You know, the hardest darn stuff I do. I'd rather have call the nurse and give me, I'm at an 8, give me a hypo. I'd rather do that than write.
Yeah.
But yet I love to write, and I don't do hypos anymore. I don't do any of the real stuff. I'm kind of in Colorado only.
Well, you know, I think
thank you to the venue and on to the next port. And I thank you for all of your love.
Of course, Mary. Thank you for everything you do. Mm-hmm. And that was Mary Collin from Arizona. What is there to say? I mean, it's aching is really, I think, a term that comes to me with that. So let's go to someone who I'm so happy we got her in on this segment here. Let's go to one of my favorites for sure.
To say, I mean, it's,
is that what I sound like?
It's aching. It's really, I think, a term.
Let's go to Mama Oladeji in Cleveland, Ohio. Mama, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Hello.
Yes, I am. Hi. I started drinking my wine for New Year's.
You're still drinking your New Year's wine?
Well, I just opened it for the show.
Oh, there you go then. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. All right, so how was your New Year's?
It was solemn and peaceful and lonely.
Oh, yeah. Understood.
I'm happy with myself. I'm happy with my just being by myself. I'm not like I'm alone, but not really lonely. Put it like that.
I understand that. So, absolutely. Yeah.
I have a ABC Durin poem.
All right.
That's the style, and you can follow along. Each line is going from A to Z. I had to cheat at the bottom and add in an extra W poem, a W word, because it didn't go with the flow. But in my big book of 10,000 jokes that I had when I was a little girl, that line that you did about the eating a clown and it tasted funny. that
it's such a bad joke. I'm sorry.
I just love you and let you know. It was in my book when I was kid.
Yep.
You are so busted for originality.
Oh, hey, I never claimed to come up with my own cannibal jokes.
I still got tickled, though. Yeah, but you gotta remember, you know, my age and everything, so, you know, you can't pull any fast ones on me. You ate the clown. And it tasted funny, or it didn't taste funny, or whatever. Okay. now, the haikus are the same. I have several. So do you want me to read a couple of those after I do my poem, or you just want me to do like one of them?
Let's do it. Let's do it at another time. So let's do the main one you have, and then we can always do the haiku and the Sinru, in return engagement or like another segment later in the month.
Oh, okay. So you don't want us to do them today? Okay.
No, there's no need to do it today. It's for the whole month. You can do it in any segment that you would like.
Okay, I got it. I didn't understand the rules. Okay, here we go. This is Love and Lunacy, and again, it's in ABC, the Rien form. Love and Lunacy is the name of the poem, and it starts off with A. As the universe streams, moonbeams, vibrations, beyond brave blue skies, dreams are tossed about. Clouds linger to infiltrate the threatening calm. Dangerous moons practice divination while waxing or waning, exuding more or less affecting evil attitudes of moods. Fondness withers as an underwatered rose, guises itself as sanity. Instability rolls her childish eyes. How such contempt, shown as civility, is more than cruel to me. I often wonder why dreams get tossed about near spring. January, February seem to balance a tolerated gloom, keeps the quiet calm in March until the waxing of the new alluring moon. Lunacy and love lurks in minds as cosmic scales weigh in gravity's pull. March introduced the full moon, preparing for the solar eclipse of April. Now that adoration has given birth to love and its shackles, we praise the love of the shackles. Let us speak of the shackles that come with the snares of the traps. Promises of forever gagging in the throats of unkept dedication. Quicksand quickening underfoot. Love suffocating instant instincts of sanity, realities of love's lunacy, hoping we could bottle up the good times and save them, saving the good times for the bad times, testing the powers of the mind, testing abilities, love's abilities under the new lunar moon, hysterical levels of confusion. Universal melodies soothes the carnal mind, bonds together gods and goddesses of love. Venus vibrations penetrating piercing arrows into the zones of overzealous lust. Wanton lust parading as love, causing mental confusion. Exorgate of your natural instincts and logic wrestle. Married now are love and lunacy. Yet, for just a taste of desire or a semblance of love from you would complete me. Walking lunatic I am, forever dancing to the edges of this fanatical world. Xylophones, flowing universal drumbeats, keeps me dancing cautiously past the loophole. In peace.
Wow. I really enjoyed that. I love that one. Mama, great work.
Thank you. I had forgotten all about it. And then on another show, I think somebody was featuring me. And somebody came on and read this poem. And I forgot. I didn't even know it was mine because he read it way better than I did. I was like, wait. And at the end, he said, by Mama Oladeji. I'm like,
like, what? Yeah.
I wow. Yeah, he read it so much, much better than I did. So I was really taken aback. I'm going to pull it out and share it with my poetic group here on World Poetry. So thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely. And,
absolutely. Thank you so much for doing so. We really appreciate everything you bring to the show and everything you share with us.
You're welcome. I enjoy it. I love it. And I'm just so glad you're all here.
We're glad you're here,
I'll
too.
I'll talk to you on a
sounds good.
On a return engagement.
All right,
and
let's do it.
Don't try to pull no more punches.
I mean punch lines. Oh, okay. Well, so you don't pull the punches, and I'll avoid the punch lines. All right.
Okay.
All right, Mama.
All right.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Mama Colin, or Mama Oladeji. What am I thinking? Colin from Cleveland, Ohio. She'd smack me if I was here. I don't think she pulls punches at all. I think that's the difference. All right. So we have now done four in that segment. That means we're automatically getting ready to trigger the return engagement. The return engagement.
That's engagement.
Solid. Engagement. Smooth like a baby's bottom.
I was trying to find it, man.
Just that's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
We're good. We're good.
I saw you pointing. I scrambled.
It's okay, man. I totally understand. Everybody understands. There's not a problem. It's not like we need to go into hyperspace right through a chip or anything.
Michael, why are you backing away?
I'm stretching, actually.
Oh, okay. I was just, you know, because I know JT can get like that, but, you know, he's not going to hurt you.
We're okay. Keep going.
Okay. Everybody, it's time for the return engagement. We're going to go to anybody who wants to call in, unique callers. Somebody, if you haven't called in yet or you want to call back in, let's all do it. 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open. Mike, call us back for the return engagement.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back for the return engagement. We have some great callers lined up. We have, let's see, seven?
Yes.
Seven great callers lined up.
So sorry, people. Every time I move this thing, ba-dong. I love the sound, but not everybody loves that.
Yeah, not everybody likes it. I used to do that during the first year. The first month or so, I thought it was funny to pop the...
Oh, God, you love to hit those springs.
Well, it was hilarious. Boing.
What?
Well, I was going to say, that's your fanfare.
Oh, is it the spring?
The spring sound?
Dong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't found my fanfare yet.
There we go.
There you go.
That's wonderful.
It's like a musical instrument.
Well, you know.
Somebody should come up with one like that.
Well, guys, you're aware how guitar strings work, right?
No. Please enlighten me. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help it. I really couldn't.
It's fine. I'm just waiting.
Captain Sarcastic strikes again.
I am so sorry, Mike. I could not help it. So the only difference to me is that the metal strings are coils, but the nylons aren't.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Or steel strings. Steel strings.
Steel strings aren't?
No, steel strings are coiled.
Oh, okay.
And then nylon generally isn't, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. See, I that's how you get that.
I don't know why he's trying to explain it to me. Like, I'm being critical or something.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just looking at
him. No, you have nothing to apologize for. We're good. Hey, let's go to a place that has lots to apologize for, Kentucky, and let's go to Philip.
Philip!
Hey, Philip, how are you?
A la mode with Michael Amadei.
Hey, why did I not choose that instead of that lame title for a podcast that I have right now?
No. I'm just invoking Jiminy Glick, sir.
I know. Jiminy Glick was great, by the way. Yes, interesting tie together. Interesting tie together. Martin Short, who is Jiminy Glick, was on SCTV and once did a commercial for SCTV called Slinky, the Toy from Hell, which is exactly what JT's spring thing just reminded me of.
I have to YouTube that. Yeah. I have not seen it, but it sounds wonderful.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Well, I'm so delighted to be back. Thank you so much. And, man, everybody is on fire tonight. What happened between last year and this year, I don't know. Keep bringing it, man.
Keep
Mama,
throwing it down.
Yeah. Yes. And Mary, oh, you made me teary-eyed, lady. Enough of this blather. Let's get to it. This one, the title, Transcriptions from a Broken Typewriter. And here we go. Eve brings back the words. Brinks at an elsewhere. Hubble's limit, event horizons, desires for a single poem, even ones without worth, unfulfillable stare at something nondescript, gradients of nonpareils, limitless seductions among the selfless. Congress with the mind. Psoriasis of the superego, dead ends and littered alleys after a body's abandonment, names lost in the new wilderness. Saunter on beneath black skies, beyond still crows and dim stars. Slept in winter mires, spat blood in fresh snow, fingered into new alphabets, symbols with no reciprocal, emblems of a stained conscience, such and such later regretted, recorded, tallied for stories collectively touted, progenitors and their cruel propaganda, seep the voices beneath earth, truth into the incredulity of a page, logos arisen above the breathless. And there it is.
Fantastic as always, Philip.
You guys, I love the sincerity of your claps. Clap on, clap off.
We give everyone the clap.
Ew.
You guys, you make me want to wear a toga. Tell ya.
That's actually our part of our mission statement. The show is just made to make people want to wear togas. It's a very roundabout way of getting that back into the culture.
I wish I worked for the government. I'd be like, they get a grant. Give it to them. Best mission statement I've ever read.
You sound dangerously like Henry Kissinger when you talk like that.
Wonderful. I've always wanted to be dangerous.
I know. You I've always wanted to be Henry Kissinger also. He's an interesting dude. Anyway, all right.
You guys are marvelous. And onward within the next poets. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers, Philip. Thank you. And that was Philip calling from Kentucky, starting us off strong in the return engagement.
On fuego.
On the fuego. Queso de fuego.
Queso de fuego. Tequila de fuego.
See, that's the thing. I really need to start studying Spanish because I use queso in far too many sentences.
A lot of cheese, that's all. It's okay. I like cheese.
It's strange, though, when people are describing me in Spanish, I think I hear the word queso come up also.
You're cheesy.
You're good with
that
cheese?
That is probably true. I am a big cheesy ham.
It's
all right,
so
let's go now to Connecticut and to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, do you have frozen sewage where you are?
Hello.
Hello, Barbara. How's it going?
It's going.
I don't know how to take that.
Well, it's just, it's only 5 days into the new year.
That's true.
And it's unlike last year, although I guess always at this time, like you heard in my poem, I have this anticipation that it's going to be a great year.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I keep thinking, this is going to be the great day.
Oh, it's going to be, it is going to be a great year. Barbara, I refuse for us to think it's not going to be. It's going to be a wonderful year.
It is. It is. Yes, it is the year I write my screenplay. It's, yeah, it's the year. Anyway, I just wanted to clarify one thing. I didn't have 18 pieces of art sitting on my wall. Not on the wall itself, but leaning against the wall.
Leaning against the wall. That's what I thought you were saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I only had 15 because three of them were actually hung in the living room.
So wait. Three were hung, but 15 weren't hung, or 15 were hung and three weren't?
Correct. 15 were sitting against the wall, including this huge canvas that I got from my friend in Buffalo a long time ago.
Okay.
And some various other pieces of art that I have no idea what they're worth.
Okay, so basically everybody, false alarm. False alarm, don't worry about it. She only had three hung up, and that one she got from her friend in Buffalo was just leaning against the wall. False alarm, everybody can go home now. Everybody's cool.
What I didn't tell you, is that there's more in the storeroom.
What? Barbara, you're killing me. You know how I get about art appraisals?
Anyway, that is it. And so I just want to thank you guys for putting my poems in the anthology this year.
Of course.
And so I'm going to read one of them that got in, and I actually bought it. The anthology is beautiful, Michael.
Thank you. Thanks for supporting the show. That directly goes to pay for all the stuff for the show. So thank you.
No, it's great. And I think I'll read. I can't decide. Which one did you like?
Off the top of my... Barbara, there's...
Okay, I'll give you the titles. Maybe you'll remember
I'll
them.
Remember based on the titles, yeah.
Okay, Freedom.
Okay.
For All Poets Everywhere.
I love
that
one.
The Flight of the Dragonfly.
Yeah, that's a great one, too.
Masquerading in Daylight with Faces Covered by the Mask of Indifference and Living in a World Where One Must Masquerade to Escape Depression.
Say that three times
and
fast.
One more.
No, okay, go ahead.
The Day When the Ego of Icarus Ignored the Kryptonite of the Sun, recorded by Bruegel as he imagined it.
Let's go to All Poets Everywhere.
That's an easy one. Okay. For All Poets Everywhere. When you feel the words bubble inside of you, wanting to come out and be in the world, let your fingers allow them to steal out of your brain and show themselves on the page or the screen. Allow them to guide you as your fingers move, and don't push them into place. Words have their own minds, and they will go where they wish. Your job is to examine them afterward and to make sure they say what you want. Taming words is a poet's job, too. So let your words flow free when they want to escape, and hold them down to your guidelines as you cut and paste or erase or cross out. For poetry may come easy, but it is not truly ready until you have pored over it and decided if your heart shows in every word. End poem.
Wonderful. And, you know, I remember that one. I enjoyed that one very, very much as we were putting together the anthology. And, you know, it's interesting. I looked in the chat room also, and Diane was repeatedly saying to read that one, and I didn't see that she was saying it until after you started reading it. So I think
it seems to be a favorite. Too.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, that's one That's another one that just popped out of my head. You know, it's just like it popped out, but I did look at the words. But that's what happens with me. They just pop out, and then I look and see if I can tame them.
They're cosmically arranged Pop-Tarts. You know, it's really what they are.
Exactly. They come out, you look at them, and decide, you know, do they need more salt? Do they need more pepper?
And then people are going, Barbara, why are you putting salt and pepper on that piece of paper? All right. Barbara, thank
exactly.
you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I will see you guys in the
After dark.
After dark.
Yes, that's right. When the lights go down and the stuff comes off. All right.
Okay. So, all right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Talk to you later, Barbara. Bye. Do you realize how quickly she left once I said that? She's like, and I'm just going to, I got a thing. I got to go see a person about. I got to go do a thing. I totally understand. I would have the same reaction if I said that to myself.
Diane, you're up.
All right, Diane.
Sorry.
From Fleoria. Give us a call if you
look
dare.
At that.
All right,
look
here
at,
we go.
That was quick.
It was like telepathy.
She like knew.
Hello, Diane. You are on the air.
I am? Okay. Oh, sorry.
You are. And you're breathing it.
I am, and I breathe in air too. Oh,
woohoo! It's amazing.
Well, I just want to say thank you again, you guys. And by the way, that's something that I keep forgetting to promote is the book.
Oh, well, I appreciate everything you're doing anyway. Not for a moment did we think you were forgetting to do
well,
so.
I'm going to see Dennis this week, so maybe we'll have to take some snaps with the book.
Oh, please yes, do. Please That'd do. Be wonderful. Yes, I think if you have anything resembling a mermaid tail, you guys can take pictures. It'd be like a mermaid holding the book. I know you're in Tampa, so, I mean, that might be something. If there's any frozen iguanas, don't take pictures of that. That really breaks people's hearts.
Darn it. How do you think I was going to make the mermaid suit?
From frozen iguanas?
Well, what did they call them in the Caribbean?
Tree chickens.
Hey,
that's
hey,
right.
What can I say?
Tree chickens.
You know what I hear? They might need, you know what? I just figured out a whole solution. This works. All the tree chickens that are frozen, put them on a plane, airdrop them on Nantucket. Boom. Tree chickens. Nantucket, save the day.
It's a WKRP.
I love the turkey drop. I love the turkey drop.
You know, I had never heard of that until a few months ago, and then I heard about it. Now I know exactly what you're talking about, but I would have had no idea.
Clap off. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just being too silly tonight.
It's okay.
I am going to read another poem by one of our dedicated writers. Of the Garden of Poetry and Prose. Right. I have not read her work before, but she is really talented, and I keep trying to get her on the show. But she works kind of a different shift each week, and it's been a little bit hard, but I'm hoping maybe this will entice her. Her name is Susan Guest. She is a wonderful lady. She writes a variety of different things. And anyway, this is the poem that she asked me to read for her. It is called Birthing Hope by Susan Guest. Within the clefts of shadowed cold, I lay, as eons passed me by, not but a dwindled thing of no consequence, filling no purpose now, but to take as little space as possible to fight the dust for its spot in emptiness. Whilst high overhead the chaos that is the cosmic realm pays no heed of me, it moves ever outward, away from its birth, but toward its own eventual demise. Its own nothingness, cataclysmic and spasmodic, its death throes shall surely be. Then through the forest canopy, a lightness fell upon my cold absence, my lostness. It caressed me slowly, pushing itself into every part, every cell, filling me again with a warmth I had long forgotten. The heart leapt, the blood flowed, the eyes opened, and breath expanded this pathetic, shrunken chest. Life began again. Lift arrived with the summer breeze. Sound sprung from avian throats to skim across the joyful silver ripple of downflowing water. As winter melts, chased each other toward warmer climes, playfully weaving river moss into braids and tendrils dancing in the current. Life returned, clawed itself from its buried crypt, reaching, stretching toward the surface, spread itself in increasing shades of green and drank in the light. As my own life returned, from the abyss of pain and loss, it found its spark, igniting a small, tiny ember bursting slowly, beginning to a flame, growing to a flame. Only those who have passed beyond the realm of this mortal world are assured no hope. For hope is a gift given all mortal beings embedded within their very heart. It can be ignored, denied, dismissed. It can be murdered and buried, but it never fully leaves. It stays, guarding its tiny, burning, glowing coal, waiting. And just as nature cycles itself toward renewal and perpetual rebirth, so the spirit of we humans must cycle forward, lifting ourselves, moving away from the dead places until one day we reach for that tiny spark, we breathe on it, hold it in our hands, wonder at its presence, give our thanks, and begin again. Anyway, I hope that she hears that.
Wow.
I hope that she's listening.
Yeah, Susan, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I might share something else of hers after dark.
Ooh.
She has several talents. Woohoo!
She has several talents.
When it comes to writing.
Oh. Wink, wink. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. I'm going to leave now. I embarrassed myself enough tonight, and I still have my birthday to get through.
You know, you got to gear up for your birthday. I got to tell you, though, the whole embarrassing yourself, I do that literally every Friday. So it's really
isn't it fun?
It is. I find myself having less and less things to need to be taken seriously about. It's really funny.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, the more we can laugh. I was just thinking if I was chucking those chickens at everybody.
Hey, you could save a lot of people, a lot of people surrounded with frozen sewage on Nantucket right now if you just get it together.
Oh, poor Lucretia. I like hot toddies. I'll drop everybody a hot toddy.
You make that sound easy. If you bring some frozen iguanas. I was thinking about this. You imagine someone on Nantucket going, here we are surrounded by frozen excrement eating frozen iguanas. I did not expect my life to turn out this way.
Copies of the World Poetry Open Mic book.
Hey, that might keep,
there you go.
I would support the book burning in that case.
There you go.
All right.
Problem solved. Now I'm going to go clap on and clap off.
All right.
And they want the toilet again. Darn it. I'm sorry. Forgive me. That was a joke that was going on in the chat room. Never mind. I got to go now. Bye-bye.
And there is Diane uncomfortably leaving the room, just as Barbara did. Diane calling all the way from Florida. Great, great work, Susan. Thank you. And a great read, Diane.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, you know, there is... You always said that you always make, you know, a fool of yourself. And
oh, yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
A great thing that I can share with everyone of what my father taught me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The definition of maturity is knowing when and when not to act your age. And you will find that for the majority of the time, there is no reason to act your age.
Oh, I think that's a great thing. That's props to your father for that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a video of people who were over 100 years old talking about how, you know, like this, what they perceive the secret to living a great life is. And you could just tell one of these guys, he's British, you cut to him, he goes, I'm 100, and some, I think he was 104 years old or something. He goes, I'm 104 and a half. And he starts laughing. That right there is exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
And that humor, and all of them had such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
And they'd gone through some rough stuff.
Oh, yeah.
World War II, you know, like one of them had, the woman had, both of her children had died. I mean, but they were still in a loving, happy, kind of light disposition. And I think that has so much to do with it. All right. Like I know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I think I feels like that's the right thing. Let's go to Pennsylvania, land of eternal darkness. No, I'm kidding.
Where the Hershey drop goes up.
Actually.
There it goes again.
I actually have to say, Jim lives in Pennsylvania, but it's also a place that someone in this studio really cares about something, a.k.a. football.
Yes, yes.
From Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the western side of the state.
That's right.
And I don't...
He's a Steelers guy. Are we having issues?
I think this thing is...
All right. So, Jim, we're having a problem with the program. If it doesn't change in about 2 seconds, I'm going to ask you to hang back up and just... Or hang up and call us right back again.
Jim, go ahead and hang up.
For some reason, it's not allowing us to do this. We're going to have to probably reinstall this thing, huh?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
My luck.
hey, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, man.
No, no, it's not that bad. It's just my luck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your luck. You're going to college for free. Your luck. Christine, you're going, your luck. Come on now.
My luck is actually really good.
Your luck is fantastic, my friend. A Skype update is nothing.
There
we go. And
cue Jim.
Jim from Pennsylvania. Thank you for calling back, my friend.
Hello.
All right.
I'm thinking of one of my favorite recipes, baked taco mac and cheese.
Wait, what is this magical thing you just said? What mac and cheese?
Baked taco mac and cheese.
Baked.
It's a taco hamburger.
Okay.
Elbow macaroni.
Yeah.
Shredded, like a three cheese shredded blend.
Okay.
Baked tomatoes and chilies and queso dip.
Ah-ha.
Yep.
It's actually what I do.
I think I know how I'm going to gain my next 40 pounds.
Cheat day tomorrow.
The diced tomatoes and chilies were Danielle's idea.
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
She threw a little bit of vegetable in there.
Yeah.
And speaking of ideas, she had a good one.
Okay.
A poetry trivia pursuit game.
Interesting. How would that play out, do you think?
It would take a long time.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
Pretty much the same as the poet of the month thing, kind of.
About poets. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool. I think that'd be really cool. I wonder how well people would do on it, but I'm sure there's groups of people that would do great.
Well, if I were in a group of three playing the game, I would probably lose. I usually lose in Trivia Pursuit.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, with that attitude, I'm not surprised.
Well, I lose at Yahtzee.
I'm just off the rails, Jim. Sorry.
And we played Cards Against Humanity, and I came in third.
So humanity won. Who came in second?
Danielle.
Humanity, Danielle, then Jim. Okay, got it. I like that idea, Danielle. Let's think about it. It'd be something kind of cool to see how we'd pull it off. But Jim, what do you have for us?
Well, I have two choices.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one to do. The first one is The Three-Month-Old Assassin.
Okay.
And the other one is The Strange Case of the Modern Man. Not sure which one I should do.
JT, what are you feeling on that one?
Number three, my lord.
Yeah. Strange Case of the Modern Man.
Okay. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly is not a thing. I refuse. I will die on Dilly Dilly not being a thing. All right, Jim, go ahead. Sorry.
The pit of misery.
Son of a...
After dark. The strange case of the modern man. Turmoil in the mind of modern man. Henry and Edward vie for control in the struggle of self since the fall began. And I... Being a man of the divided mind and one such battlefield, dear God in heaven, who but you can save me from myself? End of poem.
Very, very nice, Jim.
Dilly Dilly.
Thank you. Dilly Dilly.
I have sound something to annoy Michael. That was actually an evil laugh over there.
I think, JT, would you mind if I start bringing mass amounts of vodka to the show? All right. Hey, Jim, really appreciate it. I really like that one. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And thanks for the dilly-dilly thing. I'm super psyched about that. All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. The evil laughter. No, that wasn't Gargamel. That was Jim.
Gargamel. Oh.
I was really disappointed when the Smurfs live action movie came out. They had Hank Azaria as Gargamel. Now, he's a great actor, but I was really disappointed. I was really thinking he'd be more like a Anthony Hopkins type guy. Don't you think? If they went, if they went Chronicles of Narnia epic, yeah. I'm talking the remake, not the Nova one or WonderWorks version that happened. The remake where they did the epic big thing. I think they should have done that with the Smurfs, and I think they should have had Gargamel as Anthony Hopkins. I think. Don't you think? Like, now you listen to me.
Yeah.
You know, like that whole.
It could have worked.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Hey,
or Paul McCartney.
Smurfs were green when I was growing up. So,
hey Mary, if you can, give us a call.
I think they're also from like Czechoslovakia or something.
Well, no, my grandmother's TV in Southgate, Michigan, for some reason couldn't get the color right. So when I would go out and visit, it was the only time I could really watch cartoons, and the Smurfs were green.
So what color was the Jolly Green Giant?
They didn't play those commercials. I don't know.
Probably because they knew about the TV.
Probably. It was my grandmama's TV. Oh,
all right, here we go. That is not the person we were asking to call. Hey, Mama, give us 1 second. We got to try to get through Mary in Arizona. She seems to have dropped out of the chat room.
Oh.
Okay, maybe we need to go.
Maybe she had to go.
Okay.
So we'll go to Stan.
All right. Oh, no, there she is. There she is. Here we go.
No. Oh.
Call back, Mary.
Mary, give us one more call back if you can. I'm feeling like this is great. All right, here we go. You ever feel like we're just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring? You ever just feel like we're waiting for it?
Waiting for the clock to.
You know what I feel like right
me?
Now? I feel like we're surrounded by frost and human excrement.
No.
And we're about to have a bunch of frozen iguanas dropped on our on our landmass. Okay.
Mary,
you know, we'll figure out how to take it later if we need to. We'll switch it around, okay? Let's try to get down to Stan here.
Okay.
Let's see if he can hear us. He's having a hard time hearing us. I'm gonna send him a message in the chat room also. All right.
Ready?
Here we go.
Let's do it. All right, we're going to try to go to Stan here. I know he's having a hard time hearing us. Stan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
That'll work.
All right.
Thank God.
It's been a mess.
I'm telling you.
Oh, sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm over here trying to run technology with a stick or something. I don't know what's going on here.
Tell that hamster to run faster.
At least you can hear me now.
We sure can.
No kidding. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you the stage.
I think I can.
Exactly.
We'll talk after.
That's right. You got it.
Okay. Well, this is simple. This is a journey to ask. Like many journeys into the afterlife, it begins with an ending, both in darkness. Then, just then, you exit the darkness and find yourself on a path. Though the path seems traveled by millions of souls, the forest seems primal. The air, a slight haze of mist, with no breeze. The silence is more felt than heard. The colors you see seem grayish, muted by the haze. You sense a presence. Now you hear, you think, murmurs, whispers, resonating softly off the branches and leaves. The trees seem to beckon, even reaching out for you. The mist thickens to a fog, envelops you, obscuring the forest and path. Then, just then, you lose your sense of the ground. It's been replaced with that of ascension. You feel as if you're rising, like a wisp of ether rising on a gentle breeze. As you rise, the whispers become words. The voices, known and unknown, surround you. They speak to you of the journey to ask. You're on your way. That we all seek an answer to. The fog again, a haze of mist. You see images of your past and those in it. Your life's history before you. Even histories of others long past appear. The history of humanity as shadows appears and then fades as you rise. You sense the nearness of your destination. Your journey to ask is near. The answer to the question so close. Then, just then, through clouds you ascend. From smoke gray to light, you land on a vast plateau. An incredible multitude of souls standing by, all eyes locked on a huge monolith, its surface inscribed with all tongues of the universe. All around you appear stunned and disoriented. But you know the inscribed message. Your mind sees the words. You have reached the journey's end. The words, to know the answer, you must first ask. More than a dream realized, a new reality. Then, just then, you feel it. You feel of a life's anticipation. The urgency is near overwhelming. A lifetime of searching, a journey through worlds, universes, and realities made. The truth of your life and relevance to now be known. The answer to the question in reach. You have but one last task. To know the answer, you first must ask. You steady yourself, focus your all, then ask. O mightiest of the mighty, you above all and beneath none, I humbly ask you this. What was the purpose of my existence? Then, just then, you feel it. Not a tremble, but a tremor through your core. An energy beyond profound. You lock your eyes on the monolith and brace. A voice so pristine and clear comes from everywhere. It reaches every atom of you. The words pass through you, then are gone. You now stand stunned and disoriented. The words so clear resonate in you. We're sorry. All deities are currently busy. Please hold. What? Then, just then. Ha! Gotcha. End.
I loved that one. Great choice. Man, Stan, we really appreciate your choices, the things you choose to read, how you read it, everything you bring to us. It's just such a treat every week.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having this format for us, too. This is so much fun. Every Friday night, I have a ball.
Hey, we love having you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. See if I can get back for the return engagement.
Sounds great. Thanks
or
a lot,
for
Stan.
The, after.
After dark. Yeah. All right. So that was, we'll see you then, okay? That was Stan giving us a call from Alabama. We're glad we were able to have, albeit a slightly delayed conversation. Kind of felt like I was talking to a news anchor out in the field, you know? That's, yeah, about the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now let's try to go back. We're getting a call from someone you might know from Arizona. Hey, Mary, you there?
Oh, come on. My phone is dead, and you're not answering the phone. I'm trying to call from my daughter. I'm trying to give you a quote like the Jetsons, and you're not hearing me.
No, we figured it out, Mary. See, we were waiting for the call. We weren't sure what was going on. So we said, okay, we're going to go on to the next caller, and if Mary calls back,
yeah, yeah, no, I have no
we'll
problem
get her.
With that. Can you answer?
Yeah.
I can't have my computer until my phone charges.
Oh,
so tell
I
me
see.
When you want me to call from my daughter's phone, and then I can go live or not.
Well,
or
thank you.
Work. I'll just charge the phone.
Well, you're on live now. You're here ready to go. So.
Oh, my God. Shush.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm doing. We're going to see. are we on, like, Art Linkletter? And I really have braces on. No, don't need it. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We're going to see. If it dies, it dies. This is what I was planning on doing. I have 7% on my phone. And thank you, lovely people. To my world, don't go changing. Try and see me. Never let me down before. I won't imagine. You are too familiar. And I don't see you anymore. I would not be in times of trouble. We never thought we would have come far. I think it'd be sad. I'll take you back. I think you just the way you are. Don't go try some new fashion. Don't change it. Unless you want me. You always have my unspoken passion. I never want to work that hard.
Wonderful, Mary. And you made it with the battery life. Great performance. Thank you so much.
There we go. We're at 1%. I'm plugging in. I'm plugging in for After Dark.
You're in the top 1%, Mary. You're in the top 1%. We love
me
you, too.
We say we're hanging up.
That's
all right.
It.
Random people.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mary. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Mary calling from Arizona on a wing and a prayer with that battery life. I knew it was going to happen. But one of the things I mentioned when we turned the microphones off and we were listening to a play, you know, yeah, we want it to work off perfectly. I understand. But, you know, it's one of those things that I love about what we're doing here is that if for some reason the battery died at the end of her song or something, you know, other than her not getting the full performance there, which, you know, of course we hope can happen, there's nothing bad that can happen there. You know, I mean, worst case, if it died partway through, we just have her do it again sometime. You know, sometime soon.
Absolutely.
So we're all here for each other. It's all laid back. It's good. But let's do this now. We need do we need Mama Oladeji to give
yes,
us a call?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so Mama, if you're listening, which I know you are, I see you in the chat room, give us a call now, okay? And we'll put you on the air directly.
Yeah, because indirectly it'd be weird.
That's it. Well,
that
it
is true.
It is slightly, you know, I mean, really are we putting anybody on the air at all?
Yes.
Explain this. Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
I don't. What?
It's not flying through the air like a radio signal is what I'm saying. All right. Hello, Mama.
Yes, I'm here directly.
All right. Thank you for calling directly instead of indirectly. We were kind of confused about that over here.
Anyway, Mary, you was welling, baby. You were welling. But every little thing you were using to play, you played the mess out of it. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm.
She does a great job, doesn't
wow.
she?
A great job, and it's been a great show for 2018. I'm really enjoying myself.
I'm glad you are. We got a few. We got a few more to do this year.
Man, got me in the mood to do something. It's called Self Meet Higher Self. When I sit and calmly listen to the silence, ignoring the chatter and clutter of daily tasks, not minding anything that usually matters, and anyone who has questions must wait to ask. I think not of yesterday's, the future nor the past, sacred time, the time I set aside for me, is not for my worldly gain. I need to dwell inside of myself, away from the strain and pain, rejuvenate, meditate in my quiet space, disconnect and become unlatched, thinking of nothing big nor small, purely detached as I clean sweep my mind. Deep within my soul, not thinking of anything at all, I sit in calm, listening to the silence of my inner peace. I go beyond this earthly sod to the peaceful feeling of freedom. The meditative state redeems my soul as these fragmented pieces of me are returned unto the whole. Rejuvenate, meditate in my quiet space, disconnect and become detached, thinking of nothing big nor small, clean sweep my mind while thinking not at all. When I sit and calmly listen to the silence, ignoring the chatter and clutter of daily tasks, I think not of yesterday, the future, nor the past. There's nowhere else to turn.
So I yearn to discern that which is left of me and my limited choices to get it right. I ponder about my life and I wonder, is it worth getting it right? Asking myself and praying, am I ready for the next level? In peace.
Powerful, powerful piece, Mama.
Thank you. Thank you.
We really appreciate so much of it, that what you bring to the show. Thank you.
I love you all so much. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I think Naya was trying to call in. I don't know. Let me see if she's in the chat room. Mm. No, I don't see her yet.
All right.
She was asking me. All right.
We'd love to have her. So let her know, and then we'll talk to her when she's ready.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mama. And that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. She's rounding out the return engagement segment of this show. Now, the way we do this, we're about to go to an After Dark segment, but this is the end of World Poetry Open Mic proper, which means if you're one of those people who doesn't want to hear the adult content, the things that we have that come up here in the After Dark segment, I can completely understand. We all do. So this is kind of the official cutoff point for you to say goodnight and be able to head off. And it's about to start getting real weird here after we come back from the segment, which also reminds me, Christine.
Ha.
Earmuffs.
Yeah.
I think you're just a mother of... You're a mother of two. You're not ready for this kind of material.
Okay. Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Good night, Christine. All right. So everybody else who's sticking around, we're going to go away for a few seconds with an introduction music, and we'll be back in with the After Dark segment. Here we go.